This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Paige. Headlines brought to us by Gosling Electric. So this guy lands an interview for his dream job, but the interviewer turns out to be an AI thing or person. I don't know how you refer to it. But
an entity?
Yeah, that's a good one.
I like that last part.
Who? So this guy in Houston landed this interview, as we said, and this was his dream job. He really wanted it. But then the interviewer was just an AI bot and kept glitching, so he didn't get to answer any questions. And the interview ended where he got a following email the next day saying that he had wonderful energy, but they decided he wasn't the right fit.
I feel like people, like, these are easy to pick up on.
They're bots?
Yeah. Speech patterns, the way the mouth moves, if you got a video.
Oh, yeah.
Or, you know, the ultimate test. Look at the hand.
I can read something. Like, I read a text a while back from somebody, and my response to them, you didn't write this. I know you didn't.
Yep.
I know you didn't write this.
Especially if you know the person.
You handed the phone and gave it to somebody else to type. You don't talk like this. This is not you. And I was right.
And you can tell if it's talk to text, too, because it was like misspelled cuss words or
people
will tell you this.
Nobody's going to say something's ducked up. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah. Nope. You never, shoot your pants.
How do I go duck myself? You can't spell.
I just, you know.
It's probably an app. You take a picture of yourself. It'll turn you into a duck. It's called Duck Yourself. Get it on Google Play. Some in-purchase charges.
I forgot the app, but I had a buddy that's like, man, I had to take a picture of myself holding my ID in the picture for the app.
Remember the thing that people, they may still do it on, is Craigslist still a thing?
Yeah. I look at the free stuff from time to time.
So when people would, to show that they were, in fact, the possessors of the item, they would lay a picture of they'd lay the newspaper down beside it.
Yep.
To signify, I took this picture today, uh-huh. Look.
Newspapers aren't a thing, but Craigslist is.
Right.
Like you couldn't verify the date.
That was the internet hookup zone forever. Just even if you went out with somebody, like you met at Craigslist.
I thought it was hookers.
It was called missed connections or something.
Oh, yeah, that was good. I remember that.
We used to read those on the air sometimes, like as a service. Like,
so you met somebody out there and you You didn't get the right number.
Were you the young lady at Characters the other night wearing the black dress that said Milli Vanilli Tour 1994?
Was that you?
I was the guy winking at you, offering free shots.
Then every other radio show started reading them. And
It wasn't fun.
Oh, yeah. No. Yeah.
I hate when that happens.
Well, you know what? We let them have it, too. Not like we go beat them up, but it's like, you know what? Take it.
Yeah, if you're doing it so bad, go for it.
Yeah, except Facebook fussing. We fought for that and kept it.
Yeah.
Were you the guy that had your mouth up to that little hole in the wall at the rest area?
No, that's called a pickle park, sir.
Pickle park.
That's your name,
really
right?
Seeking.
Get it right at the end of the set.
Mouth guy.
I look for the free stuff. Do you need a pallet by chance? There's always a pallet on here on the free stuff on Craigslist.
Pallet of what?
Just a pallet.
Oh, pallets are good.
Like something to sleep on in a friend's house?
Well, not that one. Like
something to make a bonfire out of?
Yeah.
Okay.
Here's a trampoline with a
furniture.
Hole.
You know, make a little bar out of it or something.
Not that I'm bad or anything, but I was with some people that grabbed some pallets and we used it for wood at a bonfire.
That's a, you know what, I've done that before. I'll be honest with you. I went behind, so there's a restaurant that I go to, and I go the back way. So I drive up the way like the 18-wheelers would go, like through the back, and I cut through. I think of the truckers when I do that. I give a couple toots on my horn. Meaning lines of coke. I put lines of coke on my horn and sniff it on. But we went by there and there was like four pallets by the dumpster.
Yeah.
And I'm like, sitting by the dumpster tells me they're throwing them away. So yeah, we burned them.
You did?
Yeah.
Might as well.
Two summers ago.
Do you want to, if somebody's giving away a free rooster, something's wrong with it, right? This one's a baby.
Not necessarily.
Maybe it just isn't a good fit.
Or
with
it's
the
an
other.
Older person that can't, like, that. That one pig that we got that's missing an eye, Ham Solo.
Ham Solo.
Okay, so do you want a 4-week-old dark blue olive egger chick rooster for free? It's got to be like...
You can't have two roosters. Do you have a rooster?
I have four. But I got 22 ladies.
Okay. Hell yeah. Do the roosters ever...
Dude, they've been popping two and three a day, and that's no lie. I said that on the air the other day. Somebody called BS on it. I'm telling you. Unless some of the chickens are like, oh, I don't want them to think I'm having so much sex over here. I'm going to throw a couple up there on Mabel. No, I mean, they're just popping them out.
That's good.
At the best time ever, too.
Right. So you let the roosters just run in there whenever? Or?
Yeah, we got runners for them so they can go out and play if we want to separate them. But see, that's the thing where the turkey, we got to get another turkey because the turkey thinks he's a chicken and he's trying to go up and get on some of that. And it's like, they too little for you, dude.
He needs some loving, too.
You got to let him identify as how he wants.
That's well, I know. And he hangs out, birds of a feather, man.
Like, you need two donkeys, I'm telling you, because they're very social.
I ain't putting together Noah's damn ark.
You might be a what? Like,
well,
that's what's going to happen.
How would you feel if you were the only donkey?
You know, I've been the only ass at a lot of places, Paige. Never the castle, I'll tell you that.
No,
never the castle.
You don't want to be the lone donkey there, that's for sure. All right, so
give me that donkey butt.
Big old leg. Please.
Please.
I should just film him, Banjo the donkey. I should just film him and just put that song behind it.
You should.
Just see if he hears it and thinks, wow, is this guy about to do a donkey show? Like, what does that mean, dude? Wouldn't it be weird to know, like, you didn't realize that your species is now known as a big butt in human. Vernacular.
You got bit.
Give me that donkey butt.
Donkey
it really doesn't have that much of a butt. I mean, it really doesn't. He's got a huge ass head.
It's all a myth then.
Well, people on Craigslist hate their animals because they always try to give them away. Oh, this dog needs more love. He needs a bigger home.
So what other animals are on there?
That's a lot.
There's dogs, puppies. There's two puppies in Seneca if you want to go get them.
I'll tell you this, and this isn't to alarm or alert anyone, but maybe Simpsonville's cracking down real big on farm animals residentially.
Mm-hmm. And oh, okay.
I don't know how you can tell somebody they can't have a chicken coop in their backyard. Not like a huge mill, but like 4 to 6.
Inside
four
the city?
To six in a subdivision, a chicken coop.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's overstepping. I don't think that. Now, if you got a, I remember on Poe Mill, there's people had a horse in their yard. And it was like...
They had that easily, too, for a while.
I mean, that's not needed.
Don't you, by law, isn't it zoned for acreage? Like, you have to have at least an acre to own a horse?
I don't know.
I don't know. I know just Simpsonville is getting... I just heard that at Blankter supply store.
Well, I heard they're going to build a Hedonism 3 in Simpsonville, so maybe you should crack down on that for a little bit.
I thought that's where it started.
What about chickens? Is no zoning for chickens?
More than four, so I've heard two things. I've heard more than four, I've heard more than six. So I'm saying between, you can't have more than four or six in a residential. They're cracking down on that with their animal control. I don't understand that.
Well, because
I
mean, people probably are abusing their animals.
No, it's the neighbors complaining.
They smell so bad.
The smell and the noise.
All poop stinks. Your dog, you got a dog in the house, you smell some of his dump, it stinks.
Yeah. My neighbors, I walked outside and they had a chicken. And for a while, the two of them had chickens. And this one chicken got out. And this lady
they hard to catch.
She had the chicken and she's walking back to the house. And I was like, chicken? Really? This is a condo. And she says, not a pet. And then she motions that she's going to snap its head. And I went, oh my God.
I think you live in like some voodoo people moved in.
It was just
the food trucks just drive through your neighborhood and just park randomly.
Yeah. I've seen food trucks there and I've seen like the ice cream.
International Fair?
The ice cream guy.
The guy that offered you services. Mm. Walking around.
He used to live
turning into New York.
Remember the guy that called in and said his parents said when you hear the ice cream truck, it means they're out. Like, you dummy kid. You should have figured it out.
I still hear that song in my head.
Yeah, they come through every once in a while.
Now they take SNAP. They got the sign on the side of the van.
They do?
Yeah.
All right.
They'll take EBT for your ice cream. We'll see how long that lasts.
God.
Let's stop it. Do you think Trump hears about something and he calls his right-hand man? Like, let's make it an order for this.
Elon?
Like, whoever writes his orders.
I don't know. Don Jr. probably.
It's like, I heard they're taking snaps for ice cream. Let's stop it.
I mean, I don't have Snap, but I see, like, when I'm grocery shopping, I'll see, you know, certain things that says, you know, available through Snap or EBT, and I'm like,
you know what's weird?
That shouldn't be. I mean, like, if you're really, you care about people and you want them to eat, you shouldn't give them that for free. That's crap.
The rule was, if you got stuff out of the deli, it had to be cold. They would not cover hot food on the Snap.
You can get a slice of pizza?
If it was cold, which weird, made no sense.
Food is food.
You get a rotisserie that's on its last hour of life. It might be cold.
And then, you know, chicks in the deli's like, you better go heat this up. I'm like, well, I can't buy
it. What if I get the pizza, it's hot, but by the time I go to check out, it's cold? Does that work?
Oh, a technicality, it should.
Let's try it.
Huh.
Can you code steak as something else? So I can kind of put one on the card if I had one.
Like, if you know, so when I was in high school, I had a friend that worked at I won't say the name of the company because it's been 20 plus years, but still shouldn't mention it. But we would go there and get shrimp. And he would give us like 4 or 5 pounds of shrimp and charge us for a half pound of shrimp. So they just scan whatever the label is on there. That wasn't right to do, though.
How would they know? They would just weigh it out?
I mean, you start to would think, yeah, they would weigh out a pound and then add like 3 or 4 more pounds to it. But the person at the scanner, like, they had to also know because they saw this huge bag only ringing up like $1.12. Like, come on.
So if you work in a grocery store, deli, are you weighing the food after, like, when you close? To see how much you sold? Like, how does that work?
I don't know. I know Subway does that. Or used to.
Well, I'll tell you this.
They measure the meat every night.
If you look at your budget.
Who doesn't know, right?
And see how much you make and what's left, you can figure it out. Who's taking what?
When I stocked at Bilo back in the day.
Yeah.
And I'll say it because they didn't know how to run their business correctly.
Well, apparently not.
We would go in the deli and just like ransack it, man.
Uh-oh.
The meat was just like, you know, it was packed up, but
yeah,
it was just there. We'd make sandwiches and do whatever else. They also would hire illegal Russians to clean the place at night too, so. Like, we couldn't talk to each other.
Illegal Russians?
Yeah. You know, the ones at Boiling Springs are all kosher and legal now?
Yeah.
The ones that walk their cats?
Yeah.
Not these. These are illegal.
Man, I saw a crazy thing about it.
Late 90s, wild times.
Like, a cat sleeps 2/3 of its life. A cat does. So if the cat is 9 years old, the cat has slept for 6 years of its life.
Wow.
My son's two cats that definitely sleep constantly.
That's why I just say they're not good pets.
Well, I mean, they're low maintenance. If you got to go somewhere, they don't hamstring you like a dog does.
You don't have to walk them. And
what's the kid equivalent of that?
Oh,
low maintenance children.
Oh, you know what that is? Joint custody.
That's every other week. Damn it.
There you go.
QT drop offs.
Those are your nice guys' headlines.
Thank you, Paige. We're going to take us a break. We still got birthdays. We still got suckets. And tomorrow's going to be a very special Thursday on the Rise, guys. Stand by for that.
KP1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Matt, man, I'm a middle school teacher, and I promise you, this stuff is more common than parents want to believe, but it still doesn't mean that it's normal. No. Miss Elaine, 7th grade science teacher. I mean, but here's, look.
Probably got to stop it in class. That's awful.
Quit hickeying her. And also, I will say to Anonymous Mom, because I was sitting here focusing too much on your son, is that I got hickeys as from girls. I mean, guys aren't the only givers of hickeys.
Mm-hmm.
Did they let you, like, well, I guess it's a reciprocal thing, right? Like, you got to do it back to them.
And it was usually maybe, like, you would try to do, like, I could give them right fast. Like
That's what I'm saying. Like,
It's
like putting a vacuum cleaner up to your neck.
It would be harder for them to do it on my big fat neck. Because you think bringing blood to the surface of this, what is it called? With the layers of skin, with
epidermis.
The front of your neck.
All the levels
dermis,
of that.
Epidermis.
She'd have to suck real hard.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, she's like, take it easy on me, Matt, man.
I can't breathe.
I can't go home to daddy with a red neck everywhere. Don't suck the blood out of my neck too hard, man.
Oh, my God.
I don't know what an 8th grade girl in the late 80s
she would probably
like.
Would have said, my long hair ain't long enough to cover up my red neck. By the great David Allan Coe.
My dad is going to get mad.
Let me read one more that I highlighted to you. I'm a single dad, and if my daughter came home with a hickey at 12, I'd be in full DEFCON 1 mode. That's not over-parenting. That's called protecting your kid. Brandruff. Oh, God, I'm dumb. Brandon and Woodruff. Wow. What's up with my eyes?
You big dumbass H.
Brandruff. All right. What do you want to... Fatboy, you've talked to each of these people, so you have an idea of... maybe which one would be better than others.
Mitch is pretty riled up, if you want to talk to Mitch.
I love the name. Yes, Mitch, that's not a name you really hear much anymore, right? It's I hate that. I enjoy the name Mitch. Good morning.
Hey, boys. Listen, I've been stewing since that call.
Okay.
I had to pull over at the gas station just to call y'all. That mom... Sorry, anonymous mom or whatever, yeah. She is the problem.
Oh, here we go. Old Mitch is going to get somebody's ass.
What? So you sound fired up, Miatch. Like, what rubbed you the wrong way, you think? What was it she
Everything,
said?
Everything, man. Okay. First off, how are you going to see a hickey on your kid's neck? No, it's a hickey, and they're not called to school and raise hell. Come on, Karen. At least pretend to be mad at the adults who are asleep at the wheel.
I mean, some chaperone probably got demoted for... letting some kids hickey each other by some whatever.
No, it happened at the home of a very famous author we shot, probably shouldn't mention again. That could be true. Mitch, are you a father?
Look, I got two teenage boys myself.
Thank you.
And yeah, both of them got hickeys around that age.
Yeah.
One from a girl, one from a dude. Okay. And guess what?
Yeah.
Neither of them ended up strung out on ecstasy or driving to Vegas with a fake ID. It's a hickey. It's a rite of passage.
So that's what I was trying to figure out. So you're saying she did overreact, but not toward the school, but more or less just like she overreacted that he got a hickey on a field trip. Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying we're out here raising houseplants instead of humans.
Damn!
Every time a kid does anything normal, curious, awkward, human, we freak out and hit them with a therapy session. Just let them be kids.
I mean, I got a buddy who would get a hickey, and the only question his dad would ask is, like, did it come from a girl? So, I mean, it's a different era.
Different time. But, like, Mitch, I kind of get Anonymous Mom's point to a degree, but, I mean, the kid was 12, and it was a school trip, you know? I mean, if they're not getting looked at, what's going to happen on at 13 and you know all that. Okay, you know what I'm saying?
I get it, but that's exactly when it happens. Puberty's like a slow car crash.
Oh,
you can't stop it, but you can keep them from flipping over.
Yeah.
She's acting like this is a gateway bruise.
Oh god.
Ooh, I like that. That's like a good band name.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the stage. You came from all 50 states to see Gateway Bruce. So, like, where do you draw the line, Mitch? Like, what would get you all fired up and pissed off? Seriously.
If he was vaping weed or bringing home hotel receipts,
oh my
yeah,
God,
I'd get
12.
But a neck bruise... Favorite a neck weed. Bruise, man. Back in the day, we wore them like trophies.
Yeah.
It meant somebody liked you enough to suck on you like a Capri Sun.
Oh, my God, Mitch.
Oh, wow.
That's all I can see now.
So, like, let's say...
nasty.
Let's say little Mitch comes home, and he's like, you know, hey, this is... What would you have said to your kid in this situation, Mitch?
Simple. I'd say, you're not in trouble, but don't be dumb. Hickeys go away... Screenshots don't. Respect your own name. That's it. Not everybody needs a TED Talk and a family meeting.
I mean, like...
Hickeys go away. Screenshots do not. So that reminds me of what Scott Hall said at the WWE Hall of Fame.
Remember?
Good guys go to heaven, bad guys don't. Or good guys are forgotten... Bad guys live forever, something like that.
Bad times, good times don't last, but bad guys, God dang it, yeah. I just memorized
it. Good times don't last, but bad guys
stay
do.
Stay forever.
And then you got to throw a, there you go.
There you go.
what?
Yeah.
Throw that in there. Yeah, just don't do it with their cameras, you know.
We don't endorse that at all. Like, Mitch, I hear what you're saying, and you're worried about, like, over-parodying and then not letting kids, like, figure themselves out. I get that.
Exactly. We tell kids who to be... how to feel, when to feel it, what to label it. No wonder they're anxious. Just give them space to screw up. That's how we all learn, you know?
But you don't want kids making out on the bus.
Well, that's true. But, like, I learned by dating a preacher's daughter. Remember that old story?
Okay.
And also failing the hell out of algebra to the fact that they had to put me in general math. And then also trying to, you know, I had a fake ID one time where I used my friend's name, and then that was stupid.
So yeah, I was watching Skinamax, for sure.
Yeah. Oh, somebody's blowing a horn at you. Look, You're watching Skinamax at at 12?
Yeah, man. Like, you know, that's when you watch Real Sex and the Red Shoe Diaries and all this stuff.
How did you get to watch that?
Look, I ain't saying be a lazy parent. I'm saying be a smart one. No one matters. A hickey is not a crisis. It's just a chapter in your life, you know?
Right. All right. All right, that's Mitch. Yes, people are asking, does this guy have any... They're saying with aggression because it's all capital. Does this guy have any kids? Any closing words, Mitch, for anonymous mom, if she's still listening?
Yeah, ease up, lady. You're clearly a good mom who cares, but stop acting like a bruised neck is a felony. He ain't ruined. He's just growing up. And maybe next time, do call the school, not to yell, but to make sure the vending machine area ain't turning into a Motel 6.
Dang it. You a mess, Mitch. Well. Thank you for the call, and... appreciate that unique perspective, sir.
Hey, anytime, boys. Love the show.
All right, thank you,
Mitch. All right, Miatch.
Love you, Miatch.
I like Mitch.
Mitch.
Mitch alert.
I bet was in trouble. The boss says, Mitch.
Mitch face.
Mitch.
Mitch. Yeah,
he hated
in
the
here.
90s because of Miatch. You're right. All right.
Mitch.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Is the Rise Guys Morning Show. Break it down.
Live from CallRob.com studio in Greenville, South Carolina. It's time to say hello, famous people born on May 14th. Happy birthday.
Oh.
Second.
You know, we don't have any music coming up immediately.
I think in the future we only do birthdays feature music.
Well, I couldn't remember if this there was a theme song to this show, but it is iCarly.
Oh.
It was Miranda Cosgrove's birthday. They rebooted it for a little bit on Paramount Plus.
The audience you're going after now are in their 20s. They don't want to watch this anymore.
He didn't really have any adult themes. Like, she wasn't.
Now, if they bring back Wizards of Waverly Place, I'm there for
You're up for it.
Yeah, I enjoyed that show.
On top of that.
Also, what's up with Jesse? Hey, Jesse. Hey, Jesse. Remember Jesse?
Oh, yeah. It's like, this witch has got big jugs now.
Yeah.
Tell me again.
Miranda Cosgrove, yeah, iCarly herself.
31.
32.
She is 32 years old.
I know about Zach and Cody. What? Are they still brothers?
I think so. I know more about Jeanette McCurdy because she was dating Andre Drummond for a little bit.
I know. And you're like, wow, how do y'all do sex?
And then she was naked in a lot of pictures. But she said she only worked because her mom made her do these shows.
Oh.
And when her mom passed away, she didn't want to be an actor anymore.
Stage kid.
Yeah. Well, he's probably the greatest, one of the greatest tight ends of all time, especially blocking. Some people have him number one. Some people have him in the top three.
It's controversial?
No, not really. It's usually now a combination of Tony Gonzalez, Travis Kelce, and this gentleman. Those are usually the top three.
Initials, please.
RG. And they rotate. He might be dumb.
First or last name, give it away?
Either or. His last name definitely would, because his last name is his nickname. A shortened version of his last name.
Team.
Patriots and Bucks. Wow, I thought you would have nailed it.
I know.
Might be getting a touch of the...
I know, the ulcers, the dementia.
I want you to piece it together. You'll figure it out. Travis from Boiling Springs Sports Cards. So, man, right now he's probably throwing optics. He got in just all over the store.
Just got in so many of them fat pack blasters.
He's throwing them all over the store. This gentleman's card might be in one of those packs. He's been retired.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Rob Gronkowski.
It is Gronk's birthday.
Yes, Gronk.
That's Gordy's boy. Gordy Gronk. Rob almost went to Clemson, but Arizona came through at the last minute and offered his brother.
I did just hit myself with the resistant belt.
It's the only reason he went there. Dabo almost sealed the deal with him.
43.
He's a recruiter.
44.
Gronk is 36. Remember, he retired early. He wanted to get out.
Hit yourself again.
He thought about coming back. Do something of his thing.
This stupid thing should have gave it away. I mean, he plays stupid now. Subway pays him $500,000 to act like he's dumb.
This guy here offered to buy Twitter in its infancy.
That's more than I get paid by the Odyssey to act dumb.
This guy offered to buy Twitter for $500 million. That was one of their first offers. That's where their valuation, kind of the bottom baseline for their valuation. He went on to steal the idea from the Winklevoss twins when he went to college.
Initials. Zuckerberg? Zuckerberg.
It is Zuckerberg's birthday.
You know what? I almost said Falkenberg.
Falkenberg. That's probably his alias.
Bang.
He is worth $226
billion.
$1 billion with a B.
That's disgusting.
Put your pinky ring in your mouth. Billion.
The only people who say that are the ones that don't have that.
Well, do you have it?
No. No, I'm just saying, people say, that's disgusting. We instantly say, that's too much for one person to have. You should give it away. Give it to these charities all these charities are getting busted now.
Yep. All these, Silicon Valley guys are so awkward with each other. It was fun to see that negotiation retold by the Twitter guys.
Remember, though, he put out a rap album last year. Zuckerberg did.
He was trying to fight, too, right? Like MMA.
Yeah, he wanted to fight Elon. And MMA. Let's go with let's go 45 for Michael Jordan's later years. 45.
I heard that. I'm thinking 46.
Zuckerberg is 41 years old today.
See, I was thinking he's a lot younger.
I think he went back and graduated eventually. It's crazy to Jack Dorsey loves Elon Musk. Mm-hmm. He was his biggest fan.
Yeah.
And he sold the company to him. It's just interesting to see how Twitter, the ups and downs of it, when you get a board, man, the board, it's cutthroat politics from there.
It's
how those guys lost
their
jobs.
We've known forever that media is politics, because you wondered, why was Rupert Murdoch buying these old newspapers that people don't read anymore? Why would he buy MySpace? Information and control of the narrative mm-hmm. is exactly why.
Yep. Why would Warren Buffet never buy a hairbrush?
Because he didn't have hair.
That was his gimmick. He wanted wild hair.
You know he still doesn't drive that same pickup truck. That's one thing I'll call bullcrap on. Like, he acts like he lives in that same house, drives that same pickup truck in. I've called bullcrap.
I don't know. I know wealthy people that don't have flashy cars.
It's not about the flashiness, though. It's like it's that story that people add to their own narrative, like The Rock with the $7. Yeah.
The Sam Walton story?
Yeah, now, that's legit.
Drove like the same truck.
His kids were the ones that were bad people, in my opinion.
Whichever one of you turned it over to, we're going to buy America or make American products only to...
It was his son, Bill.
It's going to be straight Bill out of
Walton.
China.
No relation? Did it. Jerome Walton, perhaps, the Cubs? This is a new kid on the block.
Which one?
Joey.
No.
Danny.
Is Danny Woods worth it? Look at it. I thought you went Jonathan next. Or not Jonathan, Jordan. Jordan then Jonathan.
I would have forgot. Jonathan was never.
Wait, did you mean to say Donnie, but you said Danny?
I said Danny, meaning Wood, not Wahlberg.
Yeah, okay. Because people usually think Donnie first, then Joey.
Yeah.
Then Jordan Knight. Danny's probably last.
You know what you did.
Danny and Jonathan. Met Joey McIntyre years ago. He was nice.
Did you?
Interning, starting out in radio at the Top 40.
Yeah.
He always came around here. Playing his little two-man or his one-man private shows, you know.
3 o'clock at the castle in the morning.
Nice.
Let's go with 57 for your favorite condiment, Fat Boy.
55.
That's a good one. Danny Wood is 56.
Right down the
middle. Results,
wow.
Man. Look at it.
Poop.
Split it down the middle. Poop. What in the hell is going on?
You sit on yourself?
I'm having a malfunction.
Dude, I did that the other day. I had my cord between my legs, and I realized that when I stand up, it separated my nuts apart by the cord.
I hate when that happens.
I mean, it really was very painful.
I bet.
Yeah, it really hurt.
Separated by the cord. That.
That's another reason why we should have cordless headphones, because you want to protect your...
That's
your,
another reason.
Can I have my nuts back?
Gonards.
That's how you know you're of a certain age and you're Southern. You don't say wireless. You say cordless.
Yeah. Give me the cordless phone.
Cordless.
Damn it, you're right.
This is poison.
Ricky.
Nope.
CC.
CC's birthday today.
Oh,
CC DeVille.
Nice.
Orphy size the same look.
He went up and down.
We only ever see Brett anymore.
He taught my husband some guitar songs.
Did he teach you this one or him? Talk dirty to me?
I think so.
Talk dirty to me. Dun, 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 dun. Every rose has a
Chris
song.
Used to like to hang out backstage and get...
I love the picture of him and the Black Keys because none of the three looked like they wanted to be there that
they
day.
They didn't.
My picture with the Black Keys looks fake, and it was pre-AI. It looks like I'm standing there beside two cardboard cutouts. It's because they were so stiff and quiet.
Old Dan and Pat.
That's the way I like them.
Right?
Who are we guessing, the Black Crowes?
CC DeVille.
Oh, okay. CC DeVille is got to be all of 63 years young.
Hey, little thing, let me light your handle.
61.
You nailed it. 63 years old.
Look at you.
You know, keep doing that because this gentleman was in Planet of the Apes. He was one of the
Why
apes.
Why are you flapping over there, buddy?
I was doing the... Oh, that's my...
Oh, you were doing Arsenio?
I was doing a resistant band with the Arsenio thing.
I thought you were doing an ape sound.
I was going to say, Arsenio wasn't in Planet of the Apes. He was in Damn Coming to America.
He was in Planet of the Apes, Pulp Fiction, Reservoir Dogs, The Hateful Eight.
Mark Wahlberg. No. No. Initials.
T.R.
Traveler's Rest.
Oh, no, close.
Tom Rarrett. No,
let's go with...
Real.
Tim Roth.
Great actor. It is Tim Roth.
Yep.
Is he related to Eli or David Lee?
I don't know. We got a... Maybe Eli, right?
Maybe. What do you think, Paige? You're an actor.
I'd say 67. I don't know.
I'm going to go 69. Fat Boy's favorite condiment.
Tim Roth is 64 years old today. I'm going to fly through these real quick.
He messed with us there on that. He didn't go in order.
He did go out of order.
Yeah.
It shows me that one of them he didn't really want to put in.
I had to cut a few.
Crowded House.
Talking Heads.
Oh.
David Byrne's birthday.
Oh, man.
I can do the David Byrne dance if
I
I'm
like
drunk
him.
Enough.
Big, can you wear a big
He's
suit,
funny.
Too?
I can do them knees back and forth, but I have to have a buzz. Give me a hit of that sanitizer over there.
It must be working for him.
David Byrne.
Lordy, lordy, David Byrne is 70?
Aubrey.
73 years old today.
God bless. Mark Hamill.
Nah, the man who started the whole damn thing.
Spielberg. I mean,
Neck beard. He's got a neck beard.
Oh, God. Rob Young's going to hate me forever.
He's probably going to smack you when
forever.
He sees you.
Forever. He had a ranch.
Warren Spahn.
No.
George Lucas. I'll tell you for time purposes.
Yeah, okay. I know. They're not going to let me get a Comic-Con next year.
No.
This is the stupid morning show you listen to, young man.
You are blackballed.
I'm not going to be able to go to Comic-Con fall.
It's 80.
Is it a big birthday?
Okay, I'll say 80.
82. Then.
80, yeah, 81.
81 years old today.
I got one.
We've only got one.
We each got one. That's it. The rest of it, we pooed all over.
Yeah.
We've only got one happy heavenly birthday. Bobby Darin would have been 89 years old today. Splish splash, I'ma take it to bed.
Wow.
All up on a Saturday night.
Did he die in a plane crash?
I don't know. 73? Is that when that happened?
No.
It was Buddy Holly.
Richie Valens and Big Bopper.
Yeah, yeah. Yes, it was. L.A. Bamba.
Big Bopper was...
Yaliba, Yaliba.
He was only like a one-hit wonder guy.
He didn't act the night, too.
They all flew together.
Well, the shark has pearly teeth. Well, the shoulder really wide.
You know, they need to do a... I'm serious. If they did a Richie Valens, why has there never been... asking a series. Why has there never been a Lynyrd Skynyrd movie?
There needs to be.
Oh, it should. Yeah, but I guess because the band kept going on, they tried to keep the lineage going.
I mean,
who would play Rawlsington?
Elton John's still alive, and they just made a movie about him.
Who would play Van Zandt? You know, it'd have
Travis Tritt.
It would be an English actor on the rise.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Rene.
I had to listen to some of their music because I never heard of Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Because they got, you know, Barry Keoghan's playing Ringo Starr, and he's Irish. He's not even English. And the Beatles movie coming up. Yeah. I think the guy who played Elton John, I forget his name, is a great actor. He was in Blackbird. He's going to play Paul, I think.
God, do you know that the plane crash that killed Big Bopper, Buddy Holly, and Richie Valens happened, I want to say, maybe 40, 50 miles from the home of Mark Hendricks? No. Not his current home, but his birthplace.
Stanton, Iowa?
Close to. Clear Lake.
Oh, yeah. I got the big teacup.
Yeah, I shut it down.
Oh,
but they were going over our farm.
Should have named it Hendricks, Iowa, yeah.
Hendricks, Iowa.
Yeah, with the Knicks.
Now, that dude was only 29 when he died.
He did that very well.
All right. Thank you to those that listened. Even thanks to the haters that sent mean texts to Paige, the ones that sent awful texts about our BDA.
You were in that text, too.
I was talking about the one where they said you were not pretty.
That one? It's messed
up.
I didn't see that.
I didn't see no other ones.
Anonymous with the ugly wife.
Chantilly Lace. That was the Big Bopper song. Thank you, fellow Matthew, that takes that in. Or unless they were saying Matthew. Okay, yeah, I read that wrong. They were saying it. The song was called Chantilly Lace, comma Matthew. They were saying that's me. Or they were Matthew. You know what? I'm tired of trying to figure it out.
It's been a hard day.
It was easier when we just sent postcards and faxes.
It really was.
It was.
Bring it back.
Join us tomorrow because the dumbest of person knows on a Thursday, you're going to get some Facebook fuss in. That'll be tomorrow. You'll be able to live stream that and watch it. Get today's podcast. Go to the Audacy app, AUDACY, Spotify, Apple Music. It's all there. You can text podcast to 1-800-774-0093. Don't text and drive. The choice is yours. Put on a seatbelt. Thanks for listening. Have a blessed day. Wash your hands and God bless America. It is good.
The Audacy app's got you covered with all things Rise Guys. Listen live and on demand to the Rise Guys on the Audacy app.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bye, baby, bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.